On this inauguration day, security remains high at the Ohio State House after preparations for a weekend armed march that never fully materialized. They include a stepped-up increase of law enforcement and limited access to the building. Governor Mike DeWine says there were, quote, credible threats of violence directed at Ohio, which led him to authorize 580 National Guard personnel for Ohio security needs and 1,000 airmen and soldiers to go to Washington. And he says, again quoting, we're not through this yet.
You know, we don't know what's going to happen. We hope nothing happens. We hope it's as peaceful as it was on Sunday in our Capitol. But this is always the question. And what we do know is when you have enough forces there, the likelihood of violence goes down.
State offices in downtown Columbus are closed till Thursday. DeWine says he'll be watching the inauguration of President Joe Biden, which he hopes will bring the country together. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.